Welcome to Calibrate Conversations, a podcast about embracing God's standard for sexuality. I'm your host, Brady Cohn. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you like this video. Leave a nice comment if you'd feel so kind. Go to calibrateministries.com for more episodes and ministry resources. Well, welcome to 2026. It is January. We're off to a new year. It is cold and dreary and wet outside. And that's January here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm excited to be back. We've had some time off over Christmas, and I have some big things coming up on the podcast. So I just want to take some time and dissect with you guys a few things happening in our world, and then why I think it's important for us to be talking about them and be equipped. It's really been kind of a big couple of weeks over Christmas. There's been a New Year's. There's been a lot happening. There's all the Somali Leering Center, controversy in Minnesota, and that's led to a lot of, social media outrage and conversation and kind of fanning the flames of culture war. There's been Venezuela. Talk about Venezuela becoming the 51st state. I don't think that's happening. I think Greenland's going to be the 51st state, and then Venezuela maybe the 52nd. But all joking aside, that's probably not going to happen. But those have been some big news stories. And so there is a lot of division in our culture. There is a lot of just left and right who are always upset at the other and always look at the worst in everyone and everything. And that's just kind of the world that we live in. And I've always tried to make it a point in ministry to, share massive amounts of grace and not just fan the flames of culture wars and outrage. And there's a lot of YouTube channels that get a lot of clicks by sharing a lot of outrage. And I've always been determined that I don't want to be one of those. I want to provide gospel hope. And that's what we're going to continue to do. But this year on the podcast, we are going to talk about some cultural issues that kind of intersect with politics and culture wars because they're important and we need to be equipped. And part of our goal here at Calibrate Ministries and all the things we do with the podcast being just a small part of that is to equip the body of Christ. And so we're going to be talking about some cultural issues and some policy issues and some cultural wars. One of those is going to be libraries. I kind of caused a stir on Facebook this a few weeks ago when I posted about books that are being sold in bookstores and in libraries. And then I started doing some research on some of the things happening in libraries. And it's really, really concerning at how the kind of industrial library complex, if we'll call it that, is extremely, extremely leftist, which I usually don't like to use the terms leftist and, on the right, but I don't know how else to describe them, but woke leftists. And it was really concerning at what they are attempting to do to our kids. And I think that we hear a lot about libraries with like drag queen story hour, which obviously is horrible and tends to happen in big city places. But I discovered that some of the shenanigans happening in libraries is a little more universal and everywhere, unlike I thought it might be. And so we are going to dig into what's going on in libraries. I have several interviews I'm doing with people who have fought against some of the depravity that's in libraries and try to have change of policies that help protect kids. And I want us to talk about these things because I want parents to be prepared. I want parents to know if their local library isn't a safe place for kids. I want parents to know if their local library is being run by child predators. And I mean, anyone who would put pornography in the hands of kids, like a lot of libraries are doing, even in places like Wyoming, those are child predators. And so we need to be aware. We need to do our part to fight back and also just trust in Jesus and disciple our kids and shepherd their hearts, but also protect their hearts from things and people that want to harm them. And it's so unfortunate that that's happening in libraries. So we're going to have several episodes and videos with those interviews. I'm going to be talking some about schools. There's been some big things in the news regarding schools. One I was really excited about, this was just recently, a federal judge in California ruled that schools cannot keep a child's gender transition a secret. And I am kind of surprised that it was a judge in California, but I am encouraged that that ruling happened, and we pray that that's precedent that spreads around the country. There's been a really horrible trend and policy within public schools that they not only give the kids ideas about transitioning genders, but they help them do it, and they do it secretly, and they lie to their parents. And transitioning genders really puts kids in a very vulnerable position. It's full of predators. They're being swayed to make medical decisions. They're being provided with, you know, cross-sex hormones and social transitions. And not only are some of the resources in schools providing those things, but keeping it a secret from parents. And it's just really bizarre because a school can't even give a child a Tylenol without the parent's permission. And yet they think that they can help transition a child's gender. And that's being done out of the guise of protecting the students, because they claim that not all parents are safe people to understand such things. But they really label any parent who would have concerns, which every parent should have concerns, as being unsafe, and then use that as an excuse to cut the parents out of the loop. So sorry, I was not planning on going down that rabbit hole, but that's one of the things we're going to be talking about this spring and this winter. I'm going to be interviewing a former public school teacher who is a teacher here in Washington until recently, and he no longer works for the public school. So now he can say it as it is. And I say that with, you know, and I really hope as we do those episodes, we can really capture that there are some amazing public schools. There are some awesome public school teachers. I think that in many places I would not enroll my kids in public schools, like here in Washington, not because of some of the teachers, but because of the policies that are pushed on them at the state level. And so we always want to honor the ones within these areas that are doing well. I'm sure there are some great librarians. It seems like they're probably fewer than I would expect, but there are, I know, some awesome school teachers. And so we want to honor and respect that. We also want to stand behind them as they push for the right policies. And we want to know how we can support them as they do that. So we'll be talking about libraries, schools, gender-affirming care, which is something I've talked about a lot. That's just a topic that we talk about with sexuality and gender. And it happens to be a topic that is at the crosshairs of a lot of culture wars, public policy debates right now. There's some good things happening in this area as policies are being put in place to protect kids from gender-affirming care. And the federal government is really stepping in to stop states and hospitals and programs from transitioning kids' genders with harmful and abusive therapies and surgeries and such. And so we'll be talking about that a lot more. And you know, as we talk about those issues, I fully understand that politics does not save anyone, but it is important we talk about policy issues because we do want to do our part to protect kids where we can. And as culture is seeing a shift where there's more resistance to gender transitions and some of the trans ideology, what I want is for us to be equipped to apply the gospel to people's lives, to walk alongside those who have already made those decisions and realized that they were the wrong decision. And so I want to help equip us to just apply gospel hope to people. And then I want us to be equipped to prevent these situations. Every child who is swayed into gender ideology is doing so because they're vulnerable for some reason. They have some distress in their life, and they have something they're trying to escape. They don't like who they are. They're uncomfortable with their body. There's some real issues and distress there. And so we want to help understand what those are and help kids have wholeness with Christ so that they're not in a place to where they would be captivated by transgender ideology as a way of fixing the distress that they're in. So those are some of the cultural issues we're going to be talking about. I also have some episodes planned on some more deeper theological issues. One of those is gender roles. We're going to be interviewing some people on gender roles. I've already done one of those interviews, and I will be doing some more. One of them I'm really excited about. Well, I'm excited about all of them. They're all great. But the upcoming interview will be with Denny Burke, who is some of the leadership at the Center for Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. He helped write the Nashville Statement and really doing some great work. And he has a book coming out on complementarianism. And so he'll be coming on. We'll be dissecting biblical gender roles and differences between egalitarianism, complementarianism, patriarchy, and such. And I really felt the need to do this because I posted on my Facebook a post this last fall about how women shouldn't be pastors. And I was really surprised at the pushback I got. I'm used to getting a lot of pushback, but I was surprised at the pushback I got from a lot of Christians. I even lost one of our ministry supporters because of it. And I realized how so many Christians have bought into cultural lies when it comes to gender roles. And this is really important when it comes to sexuality issues, because at the basis of sexuality issues is how God created us. And so we need to understand the different roles that God created men and women for in the home, in the church, in the family. And I caused a lot of controversy when I said a while back that there are no LGBTQ affirming churches that also aren't egalitarian. And I love many of my egalitarian brothers and sisters in Christ, that and I do think that they are brothers and sisters in Christ, but I believe that it is a big issue to erase gender differences and to take on the egalitarian theology. And that opens the door to LGBTQ affirming, because if there is no difference between men and women, then why does it matter if two men are in a relationship or two women are in a relationship? And so I really wanted to dig into that. I did an interview with a woman who was a egalitarian female pastor, and then she repented and she's embraced biblical gender roles, and she is thriving. And I'm really excited to share her story with you. And then lastly, something else we'll be doing this year is more stories of hope. I love sharing people's testimonies. I love sharing stories of hope. I love hearing from people who have walked away from homosexuality, transgenderism, guys who have dealt with same-sex attraction and have submitted it to the Lord. And so we are going to be continuing to share other people's stories of hope. And I'm really excited for some interviews I have lined up there. So thank you for joining us in 2026. Thank you for being a part of what Calibrate Ministries is doing. I pray that throughout this year, you can be encouraged, you can be equipped, that you can continue to be salt and light in a world that desperately, desperately needs it. As I always say, God is still in the business of redeeming and restoring his people. And we are excited to share some of those stories of lives that have been redeemed and restored, and equip you to be a part of that process in people's lives. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your financial support. If you are a financial supporter, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for sharing these resources with your friends. If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. Thank you so much, and praying for a great year for you.